I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, and halftime and postgame host of the Falcons Network as well. Grant, we haven't had a chance to mention that with you on the air yet. Congrats, man. That's awesome.
Way to go, G-Mac.
No, thank you guys very much. Excited to get things rolling. We did on Friday. It was a little unorthodox, obviously, but yeah. Looking forward to an exciting season, and there's a lot to be, I think, pumped up about. So happy to be on the team and looking forward to playing my part.
Definitely a wild first one, right?
Yeah.
The post-game host, and it's like, oh, game's over now.
Huh?
It's like, wait a minute,
yeah,
what?
I've done a lot of rain delay shows in my career. I've done a lot of solo broadcasts in general. That obviously not the conditions you want to be having to do any special broadcast for, but yeah, highly unorthodox, and certainly would co-sign on not having to ever see that again.
Yeah, for a variety
of
reasons.
No doubt.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Spencer Strider. He was out there last night, obviously. Tough one for everybody against the Mets last night. But that's a couple rough starts in a row for him. What are you seeing, if anything specific, the last couple times out?
It is interesting to hear Spencer Strider after these, because as I've watched him the last couple of times out, I mean, clearly the Milwaukee Brewers are on a level at which I think any baseball team aspires to be. They're hotter than hot right now. So, running into a bad start against them, I didn't really think a lot of it. I felt like he kind of had, to me at least, his best fastball, like carrying velocity through that start, but clearly he wasn't getting the swings and misses that he needed. And that was also the case with the Mets last night. So, clearly, three home runs is a problem, and the fact that he was able to strike out just two batters, that is a career low in a start for Spencer Strider. Those are signs that I look at and kind of wonder, is something about either the sequencing or the way that he's going about things just allowing hitters to just feel comfortable against him, which was not a thing prior to the surgery. I mean, let's be honest. I think Spencer Strider in 2023 was pitching at a level for a strikeout pitcher that is seldom seen. I mean, he had Randy Johnson-type Ks per nine numbers. He may not throw 250 innings in a season, but putting all that aside, you strike out 280 guys and win 20 games, you're doing a lot more things right than wrong. And right now, I think he's just still kind of searching for himself, for that consistency, and for the comfort that comes with getting further and further away from that surgery. So whenever somebody asks me, going down the stretch, well, what's the importance of this guy pitching or this guy playing because they're so far out of it and look at their record and all that, I tell you that on an individual basis, there is value in this, even if the outcome is not what you want, to finding that consistency and continuity to get into the winter, to have a normal offseason, and to come back in spring training, not off a rehab, not wondering what you're going to be like, but feeling more like yourself again. And I think this is just all part of that process for Spencer Strider right now.
Grant, what did you think about Chris Sale's start last night in Gwinnett?
Well, I think the biggest thing is going to be building that pitch count up. He threw the 30 pitches in the BP session at Truist Park. He threw 40 pitches last night in two innings for Gwinnett. So I think before he comes back, you've got to at least have him up to that 75 or 80. I was kind of curious how many pitches he was going to throw last night. I thought it might be a little bit more, but it does seem like, and of course, there's no reason to rush him back. you know, you need to just give him the adequate time to rebuild, you know, what he's lost over the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks of really inactivity as far as competing against hitters on the mound. But overall, one run, two innings, 40 pitches, couple of strikeouts. I think it's three hits, maybe a walk thrown in there as well. Just kind of working through some stuff, but it sounded like he was free and easy, and now we just want to see in 5 days what he's able to do the next time out as far as pitch count's concerned.
I know that there's still a lot of games left this year, and I don't want to do the whole thing of immediately talking about next year every single time, but Drake Baldwin, at the very least, has been a really nice silver lining in what's been a tough year, and I would expect him to be a part of the solution or a part of the plan at catcher for the foreseeable future. Do you think that him and Murphy are the plan, or do you think that they go into the offseason with the potential of Murphy maybe being a trade candidate?
I mean, he can be a trade candidate, and maybe those are discussions that, you know, can fall under the – and I don't know if we've had this conversation yet or not, but goodness knows we've got 6 or 7 weeks to have these kind of conversations. I really feel like everything should be on the table, and that doesn't mean everyone's available. It just means, okay, let's go position by position, you know, group by group, down through the minors. Let's assess our depth. Let's figure out what we need. Let's look at our coaching, our training. Let's just look at everything and figure out how do we – clean the slate that was a 2025 season to forget and get back to being the club that we expect to be in 2026. Now, that aside, that motivational speech aside, when I look at catcher, there are 29 other teams. And I'll take Cal Raleigh off the board. So maybe the Mariners don't need a better situation, but there are a lot of clubs out there that would be very happy to have the first world problem of Sean Murphy and Drake Baldwin at catcher. The good thing is you have the DH spot that's available to you if you want to get extra at bats for one or both of them. And then you really can kind of figure that out in the offseason. Is there a complimentary player that helps you give the catchers, because they're going to need it, some days off where they don't do anything except maybe pinch hit if you need them to do that. So I think that's probably how I would attack the catcher position. I don't know that that sounds like Marcell Ozuna. Clearly it doesn't. He's a guy that's played and DH'd basically every day until he, you know, performance-wise wasn't part of the plan for 3-4 weeks. But now he's swinging the bat pretty well again. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of decisions they make, but I think that Sean Murphy has shown in a variety of ways the value that he brings beyond just what happens at the plate, but he's also shown offensively that he can make an impact on the game there as well. So that's not a guy I'm hurrying to get off my team, if that all makes sense.
Do we see Ronald Acuña anytime soon, Grant?
I think we could see Ronald Acuña Jr. tomorrow or this weekend. Okay. I think he's ready to go. Oh, he's ramped it up.
Right.
BP's been going on. He's been doing agility, sprinting drills prior to the games. Before leaving for this road trip in New York, he traveled with the team, and so did Austin Riley, for that matter. So we may see him on this road trip as well. So, you know, there's value to getting these guys back out there. He's going through all of the testing he needs to feel, to check all the boxes, to be available to play, and does feel like he is. I think he gave everybody a really good scare, including himself, you know, in terms of the Achilles thing and the walking boot and all of that. So, you know, once they were able to really figure it out and zero in on what the soreness was, I think they've managed to treat him up. And him coming back and playing is valuable, too. And it's a different way than, hey, pitchers need innings to build up their foundation for year over year as far as starters are concerned. But Ronald Acuña Jr. has missed so much time on the field. He wants to be able to walk into 2026, you know, ready to play every single day, and taking extended time off just to take it off down the stretch, I don't really see that as a thing.
Let me get one Falcons thought from you, Grant, as obviously you were in there for the game on Friday, and they got another one coming up this Friday against the Titans, who they were out there fighting during the second day of the joint practice today. What did you maybe one or two things that stood out on Friday night, and what are you looking for this Friday?
Well, I think the number one thing, and this is, you know, the most cliched of baseball answers, but I think it applies to all the sports, man, it's the preseason. Let's get everybody healthy. Let's get them through the progressions they need to. Let's get them built up and out there to kick off the regular season. But I think, if anything, you just want to see different guys check boxes of getting experience. I like seeing the rookies get their first reps at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think that's kind of meaningful. It's hard to take much away from an offense that doesn't have all the featured players or the quarterback to really get an idea of what they're capable of doing. I think at the combined practice against Tennessee, you probably got a lot more of an indication about how those guys are feeling and how they're syncing up. But those were kind of my thoughts. I mean, it was a solid game defensively. There were some nice standout plays, especially in the first half. And I think you just look for the plain old good fundamentals to know that this is a team that's just doing everything it needs to do to be disciplined, to minimize penalties, to tackle when they need to, and to get the ball moving. But we may not see that as much with the names that we expect to be seeing when the Falcons are playing the big games as we go through the schedule.
Yeah, should see some of the defensive guys. Like
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He said on Friday, probably won't see very many of the offensive guys, just like we didn't last Friday. Grant, thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, as well as host of From the Diamond every single weekend. And halftime and postgame of the Atlanta Falcons radio network. So pretty wild for your first game postgame host to be.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.